You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Well, we are back. It is Superstar Day. We've got my friend, superstar land use attorney and community activist, Cliff Shulman. We've got Sydney Edwards, who's made it her goal in life to make the world a better place. And then we have one of her best projects here, Dwayne Martin. He's a rising junior student at the American Senior High School on Seoul that didn't exist when I was in high school. He's the captain of the debate team. He's got all kinds of great things that he's doing and done, but he really hopes to attend Stanford or Georgetown. Like I said, you can't figure out left or right, can you? And he is going to double major in international business and political economy. He hopes one day to be an international attorney and ambassador for global negotiation. I just hope you bring peace to the world. I think that would be just a great goal. So let's get back to it. Sydney, tell me where these young kids go. They go from the streets of Miami and South Florida to where?
Many of our students actually remain local, so they go to Miami-Dade College, many of the campuses throughout the city, but also some end up going to Florida Atlantic University, a few of them end up at the University of Central Florida, and a few other Florida schools. But now that debate is becoming more popular in Miami, a lot of them have aspirations to go to bigger debate schools, like Emory University, like Northwestern in Chicago, and schools like that. So that's my job, to sort of like understand where they want to go to school, not just kind of what they've been exposed to.
Yeah, I think helping them make decisions is really important. I think that they lack really insightful leadership only because the generations that have come before them have been deprived for whatever reason. We don't do politics here.
Something like that.
We don't do that stuff. So now it's all about the superstars. So Dwayne, tell me, why did you decide to go into debate? And why did you select this type of a career path and just make my heart glow? I'm not going to say a word.
I wanted to join debate because I felt like it was a platform to give me an audience to speak where otherwise I wouldn't have that type of platform. So having different corporate individuals or having different individuals within the community to sit in front of us and judge us and have that 2 hours or so to be able to be heard is what I mainly joined debate for. Also the opportunity to give opportunities to individuals of my age who otherwise don't have the opportunity to do so, who feel like their voices go unheard and need to be heard. I chose international business and political economy because via debate, I've had the opportunity to travel. And traveling opened my eyes to a world in which needed some type of change overall. So with that being said, I feel like majoring in international business and political economy and understanding the way that these things work, even if it may be against certain individuals, understanding the way that it works may lead to some type of change for these individuals.
Change is glacial, but if you don't try to make change, it's never going to happen, young man. Now, I'm fresh out of it. You just nailed me. What is one of the big issues that you see facing the international community today? Not the topic of your debate. What do you see as a young person that's educated and has his eyes open? What do you see as one of the big issues that we need to address today?
I feel like the issue is rather, we shouldn't look at it from a perspective of macro, but rather begin micro. Micro and intrapersonal issues are the reflection of the world that we have right now. So rather than targeting a specific issue, we should focus on the individual and understand what issues happen within us, what happen within our communities, and that spreads out to the issues that happen abroad.
You know, I find that when I go out and I go to anywhere, I make it a point to talk to as many people as I can around me, especially if we're different than each other for whatever reason. And I really work hard to make it a point to say that, aren't we getting along and having a good time together? And I'm not going to ask unless the answer is yes. And when I say that, I said, you see, it's not about the division that other people want to cause. It's about bringing all of us together to make the world a better place. And to what I do, as I like to call it, to get value system alignment. Mm. What do you think? Take a deep breath. You don't have to answer right away. It's okay. That was a heavy thing. What do you think?
I feel like, yes, there is some type of value system when it comes to understanding certain types of things, when it comes to like things that we can bond over. But also there are some issues that we must talk about that certain individuals don't face. So debate gives us that opportunity. It gives us that lead way to speak about these issues that otherwise would go silent in our taboo in everyday society.
What would you like to talk about for the next couple of minutes that otherwise wouldn't be spoken, and you've got a platform, and you're going to get a tape of this, and you're going to have it for life? So tell me, what's something that you'd like to talk about for just a minute?
I would like to talk about the violence that happens on black trans bodies. That has been happening in Florida and Jacksonville and abroad nationally, and how these individuals aren't represented, and how these type of issues should be covered, but they aren't, and how debate and having and developing these portable skills will lead to change of those type of things.
So your issue that's really important to you is the, say it again.
How black trans bodies or individuals go unrepresented, or even after their deaths, they
trans,
are
trans. You're talking about the issue of trans?
Yeah, trans individuals.
Okay. And I just wanted to make sure I heard that. I think that's a very big issue. Very big issue. I sat on a plane recently with Dr. Renee Richards, mm-hmm. not to think that you know who that is. So I'm very sensitive to that particular issue. I have many friends that I lost in a plague that you know nothing about. I totally hear you on that. What's one of the things that you've observed in our community that you think is getting better because there's better dialogue?
I feel like the ability for youth especially to represent themselves, and also the willingness of local leaders and local community builders to listen to the youth and understand that these are things that we have to, that can't go unnoticed. So programs like Miami Dade Urban Debate League, who facilitate youth who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to learn about colleges or to travel at all, talking about inner city youth who rarely have the opportunity to leave where they are because of circumstances, of course. So having the opportunity through debate to travel, to develop your platform, leads to some type of change. It's a progress, a step towards it.
Where's your favorite place that you've traveled, and where is the place that you found the most interesting? They don't have to be the same.
Through debate, I had the opportunity to apply for this program called the NIA Project.
The what project?
The NIA Project.
NIA? Okay.
And they take students from Miami-Dade abroad to learn and
where?
To teach. So last year, I went to London, South Africa, and Namibia.
What?
Yes. But without debate, I wouldn't be able to do those things. Debate is the portable skills that you gain with debate, and along with the opportunities that you get with debate, are the
NIA Project is one of the examples. We're practicing right now. This is great. You're doing a tremendous job, a tremendous job. Now, what part of the country have you not visited yet that you'd like to visit, and why?
California, because I want to go to Stanford. So hopefully having the opportunity to go to Stanford and probably debate even, having the opportunity to be scouted by these coaches will give me opportunity, and several other students the opportunity to get scholarships to these schools that we otherwise not have an opportunity to go to.
Now, Sydney, that brought up an interesting question that I wanted to run by you.
Absolutely.
So these are tournaments.
Yes.
They're athletic activities, and there are scouts. So does that mean there are scholarships?
There are scholarships.
Oh, and so, high five. Scored on that one.
Nice job. There are tons of schools, as I mentioned. Big debate schools.
What are some of the big debate schools that the young people can aspire to? I want to hear names because I want to create desire in these young people.
Northwestern.
Oh, wow. I've been to Northwestern. I've worked in Chicago for a summer. Amazing.
Emory.
My sister went to Emory. Beautiful.
Wake Forest.
I haven't been there. Oh, but I did have a friend that went there. Andy went there.
Nice. I don't know Andy, but
he does.
I'm sure he's awesome.
He knows.
Of Texas Austin.
University UT Austin had a friend that went there. Many friends that went there. That's a great place. And just think about the launching pad UT Austin can be.
University of Michigan, where Dwayne went to the summer camp.
Oh, Michigan. Lots of guy that owns the Dolphins went to Michigan.
our own University of Miami.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have lots of friends. Even though I'm a Gator, there's nothing wrong with the U.
Is University of Florida going to be named, Sydney?
I was kind of about to just sweep it under the rug, but University of Florida.
Thank you.
Great.
The list goes on, honestly.
Great. Anybody there that wants to know about real estate at the University of Florida, when you guys go up there, I can make sure you get the talk with the real estate guys because I'm on the board of the real estate folks. It's time for a break. Let's take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to Dwayne on the spot some more because I think we're practicing. This is Extemp, Dwayne. Wanda, take it away.